I'm interested in today. That was Friday. Look, I'll clear lunch plus 1 hour. I'm gonna grab a sandwich and discuss this face to face. I'm hanging up.
Is it broken?
The lamp? What are you doing all the way over there?
It's too hot. Would you settle for a lake?
I'd be grateful. It's cold. Soft.
I'm the softest. So which one of us is going to look at the clock first?
I caught it when I was picking up the lamp. Mm. I'm already late.
For what?
Secor laxatives. Have I spoiled the mood? Mm. What do you have to do?
I have a 4 o'clock at Irwin Weesey.
Doing what?
I can't tell you that, Mr. Bond.
I told you. What are you working on over there?
I don't tell him what I'm doing for you.
But you're not lying in bed with him right now, either.
Do you know what a Chinese wall is?
I really should go.
Can I get in the bathroom first?
Just take your time. Let yourself out. Lock the door behind you, as a courtesy.
You want to leave me here? Sure.
I'm taking everything interesting with me.
I don't understand. Do you honestly think my book isn't better than Ogilvy's? Mine's got a story. It's got mystery, intrigue, romance. I'll tell you what else it's got. It's got examples of how to sell things. Hold on. I'm on the phone.
It's Mrs. Sterling. She's leaving for the weekend.
It's only Wednesday, and they have phones in Southampton. Ira, I don't want to sound ungrateful. I just think... Hello? Hello? Shit. I'm in.
These need signatures, not initials. Caroline said you refused.
It's just so much more work. I was just giving her a hard time. Can I interest you in the same?
And I'm supposed to tell you in person that Mr. Price will be taking off the last 2 weeks of August for his son's visit.
You had to tell me that in person? So depressing.
He doesn't want a memo circulating. He's afraid people will stop working.
What are you doing in August?
I'm not sure.
Well, what are you doing this afternoon?
Same thing I do every afternoon, working, which is what I'm trying to do right now. It's not cute.
Joni! Jesus, I'm sorry!
What did you say to her?
What does that have to do with you?
Her husband got called up. He's going to Vietnam right after basic.
Vietnam? That's not good.
It's okay. We've all been walking on eggshells.
Good afternoon, all.
I know you don't like to be bombarded the moment you walk in, but Fillmore and Secor are both coming in tomorrow, and I can't move forward with either until you sign off on what I worked through lunch to finish.
I'm sorry. I had a long lunch. Went for a swim. Come back in an hour. I'm taking a nap.
It's the business of sadists and masochists, and you know which one you are.
Oh, hi.
Peggy, your boyfriend's here.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Why are you here? Thought we could get a drink, shoot the bull. Sure. What time? Where?
You're lonely, love is making you lonely, can always go.
7 o'clock, PJ Clark's.
Midtown.
I'll meet you in the lobby.
Down below.
Give it a break, Jughead.
Oh, I'm not shocked by your lesbian hijinks. I just hope you know you can never do what a man can do.
That's true. Bad news. Dawn showed up. We're on at 4.
How was your siesta? Are you refreshed?
Yes.
Dr. Miller returned your call. She said not to wake you, and you needn't return. But you got the message, and you're going to have to wait.
Thank you.
Are you going to the toilet?
I have to hire more copywriters, but these men come in, and I know the better they are, the more my job is in danger. Oh, my. Look who's here. Abe. Peggy, I don't know if you remember Abe Drexler from Kellogg's Loft Party. Hi, I'm Peggy.
I remember.
Abe, you want to join us for a drink? Yes, please do.
Oh, stay. I'll just stand here. Can I get a Johnny Walker with ice? You didn't hear me.
You know what? I'm going to go play darts. Take my seat.
Are you sure?
Pay for that. See your kids later.
I'm sorry. She's always so damn self-amused.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was going to stop by your office, but I didn't want to get you in trouble. Then I thought about finding out where you live, but that's weird. So, anyway, it's nice running into you.
I don't know what to say. That's very flattering, you know?
Well, that's how I meant it.
Johnny Walker rocks. Bartender, you listen to me.
May I help you?
Are you John Harris?
I am.
We're from Madame Inga's. You are to receive massage, manicure, and pedicure. Can we?
I didn't order this.
It's a gift from a friend, tip included.
What friend?
I'm not allowed to say this.
In Greece right now? Make no mistake, that's a revolution. We are a hair away from everything falling apart in every society. It's so tenuous. And all these corporations just throw their money at everyone to keep the status quo intact because the people outnumber them. But in the blink of an eye, they could overturn everything. It's an illusion that America's so organized and it could never happen over here.
Are you from Brooklyn?
I am.
Me too.
I don't hear it.
One more drink and it'll come out.
Okay. What am I talking to you about corporations for? You must deal with them all the time.
I guess. Vic Chemical, American Tobacco. But most of them are family businesses. Samsonite, Fillmore Auto Parts, Sugar Hand.
Fillmore Auto Parts is worse than a corporation. What with the boycott and all?
What boycott?
The Southern stores won't hire Negroes.
Says who?
It was in The Voice. It was in a couple of places.
I don't think that's true. I would have heard that.
It is true.
It doesn't seem like them.
I'm sure they're perfectly nice for racists, you know. And, I mean, obviously a company has an investment in looking the other way.
Well, it's a complicated idea. But in advertising, we don't really judge people. We try and help them out of these situations. Certainly we would try and stop this. If it's true, it's not good for their business.
Jeez, I don't even know where to start. So we would have done a campaign for Goldwater?
Are you kidding? That would have been spectacular.
Did you vote for him?
Of course not.
Well, civil rights isn't a situation to be fixed with some PR campaign. It's an inequality that the world has its eyes on.
I know. But I have to say, most of the things Negroes can't do, I can't do either. And nobody seems to care.
What are you talking about?
Half of the meetings take place over golf, tennis, and a bunch of clubs where I'm not allowed to be a member or even enter. The university club said the only way I could eat dinner there was if I arrived in a cake.
There's no Negro copywriters, you know.
I'm sure they could fight their way in like I did. Believe me, nobody wanted me there.
All right, Peggy, we'll have a civil rights march for women.
I have a really early day. It's nice to see you again.
Well, hey. I'm just saying they're not shooting women to keep them from voting, that's all. Oh, jeez, I'm really sorry. I'm much better on paper.
You're opinionated, and you're criticizing me.
That's not what I'm doing. This is discourse. You know, I shouldn't have let Joyce leave.
Have a good night.
A three-letter word for a flightless bird.
Emo.
Nope, it starts with an L.
The hell it does.
Good morning, Mr. Draper.
Can I get some coffee and let me know when Dr. Miller arrives?
It's hard the way she breezes past me. She's pushy, that one. I guess that's what it takes.
Morning.
Good morning. And thank you.
For what?
That was very thoughtful.
I knew I was rubbing you the wrong way. So I thought, why not have someone rub you the right way?
I brought you bear claws.
Caroline won't let me have one. Unless it's on the end of a real bear.
Well, anyway.
Joni. It'll be okay.
People love to say that.
Look, I know you're having a tough run. Let me get you a meal. Take your mind off things.
Of course. I forgot for a second that you're incapable of doing something nice without expecting something nicer in return.
I didn't mean anything by it. Honest. Just thought you could use a night out.
Thank you, I'm fine.
Good.
What are you doing here?
I wrote something. Well, I kind of wrote it for you. And I would love it if you read it.
Nuremberg on Madison Avenue? What is this?
It's what I was trying to say last night, but without, I don't know, my abrasive tone. Read it.
Right now, in front of you?
No, take time. I'll wait over here.
I have a lot to do.
I came all the way up here. I want to know what you think, okay?
These domesticated suburbanites still have a primitive desire to get their hands dirty. But they have become so removed from nature that they can't. They don't know how to hunt or swing a hammer or fix their cars.
You mean like these two?
Actually, no. I'm from Vermont, and Don's a competitive fly fisherman.
What our findings show is that this demographic will spend a good amount of money for the satisfaction of being useful with their hands. Ladies love a man who's good with his hands.
You think a mechanic comes in, sees these jokers looking at fan belts, he's going to stick around? No offense.
What's the difference? Our inventory's the same.
I think if they see a coat and tie on aisle four, they'll think our prices went up. I know I would.
Listen, salt of the earth. We need more than mechanics to survive. You ever hear of Sears? They'll kill us.
We agreed we all had to agree.
Don't we have enough problems with the boycott?
Look. I don't want to get involved in a family squabble, but I can't move forward until you agree on strategy.
What if there are a way to market to both groups? Fillmore Auto Parts, where the pros go, and everyone's welcome.
It's a little corny.
It's great, and you know it.
That's not a strategy. That's two strategies connected by the word and. I can do where the pros go, or I can do everyone's welcome. But not both.
Sure you can.
Someone has to make a decision. There are three of you. Vote.
Sean, what do you think?
Don't know.
What? You'll have to excuse me for a moment. Continue, please.
Why
do we have to convince him?
What are you doing here?
I wanted to see you.
I am so sorry. Who are you?
My name is Vivian Winters, and I'm going to assume you're her father, since that's what she's led me to believe.
Don, what exactly is going on?
I found her on the train between carriages, trying to avoid the conductor.
I didn't have enough money.
Megan, could you take her to my office? Go. Thank you. Can I pay you for the ticket and your time?
You're just very lucky I ran into her before someone else did. The types on that train, someone should keep track of her.
You're right. I didn't know.
Men never know what's going on.
I offered you money and I said thank you.
She looks so chubby in the pictures.
Get her mother on the phone now. What do you think you're doing?
I want to see him, and I didn't want to wait 2 weekends.
Well, you can't do this. This is very serious.
Mrs. Francis is on the line.
Guess who's sitting on my couch right now?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a stranger bringing Sally to my office because she got on the train with no money.
You're kidding. Carla was supposed to pick her up after the doctor.
How the hell did this happen?
Dr. Fino thought it would be good for her to walk from camp to her appointment by herself.
Great idea. Thank you, psychiatry.
But don't yell at me. She needs to learn responsibility.
You need to learn responsibility. Now come get her. I've got a business to run here.
Because it's so easy. It's so much fun to take care of her. Enjoy.
What?
Enjoy, Don. I'm meeting Henry in the city tomorrow night. I'll get her then.
Don't move and don't touch anything. I don't want to hear it. Just make sure she doesn't leave that room. Hey.
Are you serious with this? Everyone knows who represents Fillmore Auto Parts. We're the agency of record.
But I was defending you. We have a religion in this country, and it's business. You're not a priest. You're just another congregant.
So I'm not a war criminal.
Look, why should someone nice like you have to do this? Why should you have to be a part of that corruption? It's a waste of yours and a million other artists' gifts.
If you publish this, I'll lose my job.
Maybe you're better than this.
I'm not a political person. I don't have to defend myself.
You're political whether you like it or not, and you're not supposed to be insulted. You're supposed to be flattered.
Are you crazy?
You inspired me. I wrote this for you. I guess I read you wrong. But you look so earnest.
I need your word that you'll destroy that.
Sure. I won't bother you again.
Blankenship. Blankenship, are you all right? Blankenship. Blankenship. Oh, Caroline. Oh, God. Caroline. Oh, do not come out of there.
I know.
What now?
Excuse me, Mr. Draper. I'm really sorry to bother you again.
Are you sure?
I'm afraid so.
What happened? Jesus. Poor thing.
Should we call an ambulance? The coroner.
What about them?
I'll attend to this.
Sally's in there.
Why?
She's visiting.
Megan, get a man. And we'll need a blanket. There's an afghan on Mr. Crane's couch.
She seemed fine just a minute ago. So, where are we? We agreed on a strategy?
I'm not sure. This is where we are. Correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, but we believe by holding on to Fillmore's reputation as a place for professional mechanics, we can actually attract men of all types. So it's something like Fillmore Auto Parts for the mechanic in every man.
And although it seems immaterial to you, the Fillmore brothers like it.
Unanimously.
What was that again?
Fillmore Auto Parts. For the mechanic in every man.
My mother made that.
Can we get your signature?
I'm the president.
I think this is a winner.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Ken, you show them out?
Of course. This way.
Appreciate it if you could go in my bag, get my keys, take her to my apartment, and just sit with her.
Are you sure?
I would have my secretary do it, but she's dead.
No, of course. Okay. Do you want to introduce me? What do I say to her?
We really have to have this discussion right now. You're Faye. Find Cooper and Roger at lunch and stop them from bringing Secor back here. Sally, this is my friend Faye. She's going to take you to my apartment.
Why?
You don't want this to get worse, believe me.
Hello. My name is Faye.
I know. My dad just said that.
Scott, where are they taking her?
She's going to the morgue.
No, she's not. She's going to Frankie Campbell.
You want to track down her family?
She has a niece. I'll call her.
I'm sorry, Bert.
Says, I promise to pour this whiskey over your grave, O'Leary, but do you mind if I pass it through my kidneys first?
You all right?
Oh, damn it. I don't want to die in this office. I almost have twice.
Stop it.
If it looks like I'm going open a window, I'd rather flatten the top of a cab.
You're not going to die in this office.
Died like she lived, surrounded by the people she answered phones for. I'm going to go to my favorite restaurant and have a glass of cyanide. Or you could join me.
I don't know.
I'm going to kill myself, Joni.
No, you're not.
Go get your things. I'll meet you in the lobby.
I got it. Hello, Daddy.
Don't hello, Daddy, me. Go sit down. How was it?
Great. We watched a little TV. One of us took a nap.
You want to stay? You're going to need to eat.
I know, but I have dinner plans. I could help. Good night, Sally.
Good night. Can we order a pizza?
I want you to promise me you're never going to do this to you.
I promise.
Never mind. I think I have the wrong number. Oh, that's all right, dear. Call again, anytime.
Why did you always pick this place?
No chance of running into anyone. And, of course, cherry cheesecake.
Well, the clientele is older than I remember.
But not us.
I wish you would talk to me about things.
My husband doesn't like it.
I know it's tough, but you must have known about the possibilities when he signed up.
I wasn't consulted.
You're kidding.
Because you always tell Jane about all of your decisions. She's the woman behind the man, isn't she?
Did you listen to my memoirs?
I just have them transcribed and recycle the tapes.
And you're not a little curious if there's a chapter called Joan?
There better not be.
I know. That's the problem. And every time I think back, all the good stuff was with you. And I'm sorry to keep pestering you. I just can't help myself. I don't expect anything to happen.
I appreciate that. Can I ask you something?
Yes, I'm still mad at you.
Are you going to marry Faye?
What? No.
Is she your girlfriend?
No.
She had your keys.
I gave her my keys.
She knew you had peanut butter.
Everyone has peanut butter.
Well, she said she wanted to meet me. Why would she want to meet me?
Look, I do like her, but we just work together and I talk about you a lot. Do you like her?
She seems nice.
Well, good. Maybe we get to see her again sometime.
Oh.
Some plates.
Because I didn't want to take a cab on Broadway. It's a beautiful night.
I don't like this neighborhood anymore. What happened?
Blankenship, you're not missing anything.
Do you know what time it is?
I do.
Oh, God.
Do you know what to do?
Roger.
Yes. Yes, we do. Look down. Everything's going to be fine. There you go.
What about her?
In your bag?
Rings.
That's everything. We haven't seen anything.
I can't breathe. What a scream.
Don't. Go over here.
You have to calm down. Stop it. Everything can be replaced. You're fine.
You sure you don't want to call your mother or your brothers?
It's 9:30. They're asleep. Daddy, I love you so much.
I love you too. Did you brush your hair?
I want to live with you all the time.
You can't do that, honey.
Why not? I'll be good.
Where are you going to go to school down here? What about your friends? What about your brothers?
They could live here, too. I'll watch them.
Sally. Go to sleep. Sally?
I made French toast.
You know, I don't like you using the stove.
Oh, Daddy, I do it all the time. And there's no shelf in it. Do you want me to turn on the TV? We can watch the Today Show.
No. Where'd you learn how to do this?
Carla taught me.
What on earth?
Mrs. Butterworth's.
Go get it. That's rum. Read labels.
Is it bad?
Not really. Get dressed and I'll get you a bun at the office.
Can't we do something?
All right, here's the deal. No negotiating. I'm going to call in, move everything to noon, and we're going to go to the Central Park Zoo.
And the Dinosaur Museum?
One or the other. We only have till noon.
You finish your breakfast. I'm going to get ready.
You want me to get Don to do it? Of course, he didn't really know her.
No, he didn't.
Caroline, get Mrs. Harris. It's regarding Ida Blankenship's obit. I want to get it right here.
This is an insult to her. I can't think of anything. And I have no office in which to ruminate.
Cooper's trying to write an obit. Something sharp and sweet.
Well, Mr. Cooper, shall we say loyal friend? Devoted caretaker?
Put quietly in her sleep, of course. What's her profession, secretary?
Executive secretary.
She was born in 1898 in a barn. She died on the 37th floor of a skyscraper. She's an astronaut.
Is this what it took to get you in here? Look, I'm sorry. It was in the heat of the moment. And there was a moment. You know that.
I'm not sorry. But I'm married. And so are you.
I feel something. And I know you do.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Sally, this is Megan.
Where's Miss Blankenship?
She went away. I'm helping out for a little bit.
Her mother should be by at 5. Can you handle 5 minutes?
Are you hungry?
She ate plenty. I'm gonna get coffee and check in.
Shit. Now we can't leave. Harry said on the form where it says cause of death, they wrote Don Draper.
How long do you think Veva Muse is gonna last on his desk?
I say we start a pool on whether she's fired, quits, or dies.
Where's Dr. Miller?
I don't know if she's coming in.
She is.
Well, the Fillmores want a jingle, a catchy tune.
Don't do that.
Harry says no rock and roll if we want middle-class men. He was pushing Perry Como. And we had Pat Boone, Roger Miller, Frankie Lane, Dwayne Eddy.
Glad I came in for this.
How about Harry Belafonte? Everyone likes him.
I'll get you tickets to Harry Belafonte. Believe me, he ain't selling auto parts for these guys.
Well, maybe it'll help them with their image in the South.
They don't want help. Have you ever been to the South? Because they have a way of doing things, and it doesn't include Harry Belafonte.
The Fillmore brothers are from Boston.
Same thing.
Well, why are we doing business with someone who doesn't hire Negroes?
Our job is to make men like Fillmore Auto, not Fillmore Auto like Negroes. Pick one, get it written and recorded, and if they want to change it, we will charge them to change it.
How about Dean Martin? He's friends with Sammy Davis Jr. Does that work for you, Peggy?
Mrs. Francis is going to be in the lobby any minute. I have to cover reception for Joan's orders.
Go ahead. Your mother's going to be downstairs in a minute. Get your things.
I want to stay.
Well, you can't.
I want to stay, and I don't know why I can't.
Because you have to go home.
I'll be good. I promise.
Come on.
No! 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 I'm not going anywhere! Stop it!
You want to carry you out of here?
I'm not going. I'm not leaving. I hate it there!
Is everything okay?
Can you talk to her?
What?
Please, I can't bring her back kicking and screaming to her mother.
I don't have much child psychology.
Just talk to her. Dr. Faye wants to talk to you.
Hi, Sally. Remember me from yesterday? I know you don't want to go, but you have to. Your mother came all the way out here.
You don't know my mother.
Sally.
Sally. Sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do.
Shut up.
What's gotten into you?
I don't think I'm helping here.
We don't want your help.
No.
Stop it! No! Stop it!
Fall all the time. I was coming to get you. You. Sally's mother is in reception.
Thank you.
I was worried about you.
Come on, let's go.
I was waiting in the lobby at 5.
We lost track of time.
Well, now I'm late.
Sally?
Say goodbye to your father.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Hi. Are you here to see Peggy?
Can you make me one of those?
No. No, I can't. I can't do anything for you.
Why are you upset?
You shouldn't have put me in that position.
If things happen, I didn't plan it.
You asked me to go watch her.
There was no one else to do it.
And just now? What the hell was that? I'm not good with kids.
That was not your fault.
Well, it feels like there was a test and I failed it. God knows I'd be lying if I said it didn't cross my mind. Would I meet your children? When would I meet your children? But I don't have any. I love children, but I chose to be where I am. I don't view it as a failure.
It doesn't matter. I mean it. Jesus, what a mess.
Part of it's good, right? I'm gonna go home. I didn't really sleep. We can have dinner this weekend. I'll pick a place.
Good.
Why are you drinking here? Come on.
I don't know what kind of surprise you're going to spring on me.
So Abe Drexler pulled a boner. It's to be expected.
He seems so nice.
He's a man. He won't be happy till he turns you out.
What's that supposed to mean?
You gotta be their girl. That's the way they want it. Maybe it's biology. Like, men are this vegetable soup, and you can't put them on a plate or eat them off the counter. So women are the pot. They heat them up, they hold them, they contain them. But he wants to be a pot. For the house that we're not soup.
I don't think that's true.
It's been my experience. But, you know, I wouldn't have helped Abe out if I didn't think he was some very interesting soup.
Listen, go ahead without me. Another time.
Are you angry or lovesick?
I don't know.
Night, Peg.